Okay. Whenever you're ready, we can start the show. Live from Hollywood. We forgot what to say. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's Tiaz.
And that's Sasha.
Hello. Happy after Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, Tiaz?
Oh, it was perfect.
Good. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. I went back to New York for Thanksgiving. No cool, like, usually I have some, like, cool stuff to bring back and talk about. Nothing. I was only there for a few days, and I was mostly on edibles, so I don't remember a lot of it. I saw CBD everywhere, though, in liquor stores, and that was kind of a bummer.
The hemp. There's hemp CBD.
It was
everywhere.
Called CBD. Wait, what was it called? It was, like, CBD. Hold on. There was one thing that was called a CBD drip, and there was a picture of like an IV bag. I swear. And I, for some reason, didn't take a picture of that one. But, oh, hemp bombs. That's what the other one is.
Hemp bombs.
I see hemp bomb everywhere.
Yeah.
Guys, I hate to put down hemp bombs, but check out your local dispensary if you have really good products. Yeah.
You go to your local liquor store.
Look it up. Just look it up. And how many days are we up to?
It's been 329 days. Since cannabis has been legal in the state of California.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've come a long way.
That's a lot of days. We have come a long way. Yes, we have. We have. I was saying, this year is so different than last year. We didn't know last year what we were in for. We were still young babies. I think we only did two shows together. And we were like, we'll see. We'll see what it's like. And it was mostly what we kind of expected. It was, right? Right?
Yeah. We expected a shit show, and that's what we got.
That is what we were presented with. I have an update on taxes. Doesn't that excite everyone?
That's so much
Wait,
fun.
Wait, before I talk about taxes and turn everybody on, why don't you tell us what we're drinking? You're doing something new.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I've got these
Atlas
powdered beverages. Check this one out.
Oh, I will.
It's a cannabis-infused beverage mix.
Okay.
10 milligrams of CBD and 5 THC.
That's weird. One of the dosing guide, the bullet points on the dosing guides is like, do not separate powder into portions prior to mixing. Like, don't cut it into lines or something. Maybe because you won't get the correct dosage or something.
I don't know.
Because probably to dose it.
To dose it properly,
you have to do it in liquid.
The whole thing in liquid.
Or you can snort
it. It's hot or cold. You probably
snort it. it would burn.
This one is very flavored, so I don't know. It would probably taste good going in and on the back end.
I don't know.
On the end of your palate, your nasal palate.
What you guys do in your private time is not TS and I's business.
No, that's your business. So, all right, I'm going to make this Atlas raspberry and.
It smells really fucking good. So it's a powder, so it's like Crystal Light.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cannabis
like
Crystal Light.
Adult Kool-Aid.
Sounds fucking great. Ooh, so you put Pellegrino.
I'm mixing it with Pellegrino. I want the fizzies.
Are you measuring?
Sort of.
It seems like you were before.
It says 8 ounces is the full.
Oh, you're measuring for dosing, I see.
For dosage. Yes. And I don't know, maybe Pellegrino was a bad idea.
Why? Because the bubbles?
No, I wanted these bubbles.
Oh, so then why would it be a bad idea? I trust you.
Okay.
I do. I think you're on the right track. I think you're onto something.
Mr. Wizard.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Seriously. Man, that show was great.
All right.
Yeah. So, wait. Why do you think Pellegrino was a mistake? I need to know your thought process.
No, I think it's just it's the fizziness needs to go down.
Oh.
I should stir it up. Stir it up.
Yeah. This is looking very good.
Many parts.
Many parts. That's a lot of parts, tequila.
And we're going to top it off.
Crossfade responsibly.
With some Atlas
Hydrate.
Raspberry hibiscus.
I like these exotic flavors. I would reckon it doesn't taste like cannabis, huh?
It doesn't.
Ooh, this is going to be a strong one. I feel like. I have faith in your abilities. I do. If you all can get yourself a private mixologist, I recommend it. Oh, man, I should have taped all of this. I didn't. You know, it's one of those things where you want to just live it.
Here you go.
Yes, cheers.
Try this out.
Okay.
Try this on for size.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
To weed. That's
wow.
Strong.
It is strong.
But it's really good.
Raspberry's coming through.
It's tart.
Yeah, that's I might add something to that on the next round. Okay.
I don't not did and did lime. I saw you squeezing limes
some
over there.
Lime in there. I don't know if that's gonna make it any less tart.
No, I was just asking.
Come here, I'll squeeze you some more lime.
No, it tastes for God. Anyway.
Your local mixologist gets a little cranky.
Seriously, sassing me. I was just asking you a question. So I have been saying all year long that fucking the taxes. I'm really high, by the way. I'm really high. I realized that. And I thought about it, and it's because we smoked. What did we smoke upstairs?
Oh, my. Okay, so I rolled a Backwoods with a blend, like three
it does
different
not suck
top
to be me, by the way,
because
you make my drinks. You roll me beautiful fucking blunts. This blunt was, it wasn't the biggest of your blunts, but it was packed with the most punch of your blunts.
It had, like, at least two different kinds of raw garden concentrates in it. As well.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I made my own moon rocks. I was like, oh, do you churn your own butter too?
I got bored. I got the parchment out. Started grinding and mixing things.
That
together.
Is a really good way to put use of your time. I would recommend everybody do that because it was awesome and got me really high. So if I lose track of things, hopefully. Either TS will be sober enough to get me back on, or you'll follow me because you'll be just as high. Please, I hope that everybody who listens is also getting high, either before or after the show. If you're not, that's okay too. But if you like smoked and drank with us, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, join us on this journey.
So all year long, I've been saying, oh my gosh, I think fucking when the rest of the country sees what the hell California makes just in taxes alone, we're going to be like a recreational country. And I think I'm not completely wrong, but it kind of seems like I am. So it looks like the 2018-2019 projection was like $280 million.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money just in taxes. And that's a really high projection. So it looks like the way it's going is, I mean, so far, like the first half of the year, we were like $101 million below the original forecast. And now it looks like we're, I guess, like the breakdown is it's going to be.
There's 90. 93.1
million in cash. Yeah, in totes.
In total.
So the breakdown is 52.4 million in excise, 12 in cultivation, which I thought was going to be way higher. I did. I did think cultivation taxes were going to be way higher. And 28 million in sales, which seems about right. So what is that in total?
93.1.
That's what you just said. 93. So yeah, so that's pretty low, I guess. So I don't know if it's. Is 93.1 million. Low in tax, because it sounds like it's a lot of money to me, but if they were projecting, they as in like whoever were projecting that it was going to be so much higher, I worry about that. And it says it's because it only gives like two reasons. The black market cowboy shops,
they're still open.
Still
a
open
lot of shops,
yeah,
still
and
open.
Seshes are still happening with a vengeance. And a sesh is basically a bunch of people getting together and like trading weed and buying weed off each other. And
still under Prop 215.
Right. Compassion sort of things.
That's the sun is setting on Prop 215.
Right. We're
bye. Goodbye. January.
Nice to know you. Yeah. Right. So that's not going to be in play, I guess, too much longer. But yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that like. The article, I guess, we're both reading is like the headline is like there's ongoing MJ business turbulence. Like, is there? That's not what I'm hearing or seeing in the industry. Do you feel like there's ongoing MJ business turbulence?
I don't think there's too much turbulence. I think that maybe everybody over extended themselves, over had gross expectations much larger than what is actually going to transpire?
I think these projections were also set, or like set by people who don't know, you know, who didn't know what the backlash was going to be from Prop 64. Like, they didn't realize that all the people who didn't get licenses, because that's another problem, is the cowboy shops are open because they don't have licenses. All the cultivators that didn't get licenses have all this weed that isn't passing tests that they need to get rid of. They don't fucking know about it. People who projected these numbers don't know about the excess weed that that is going to contribute, I would think.
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
Probably not. They didn't account. There's that. That's that X factor that they don't ever account for.
Right. That we, I mean, like, I mean, we did account for, but like, we kind of like, it just occurred to us. Like, yeah, we already X-factored. We have been X-factoring.
So, yeah, with all, and, man, people come in every day and they're like, the prices are too high. And they're like, okay, well, where do you normally shop? And
right.
They mention some place that's probably not going to be there or just popped right. up. And it's kind of a bummer.
It's a super bummer.
And now you're bumming out the state because.
Now you're making us all look bad. Thank you, cowboys. But I mean, I was like, when the new year happened and everybody was super cranky about Prop 64, everybody, all the people who were coming in were saying that like it's just easier to go to a sesh and pay lower, but. My retaliation or my answer to that was always like, but don't you know that like that's definitely not going to be a thing, because just in terms of supply, that supply is going to run out, and who's going to go buy bulk weed for a sesh and pay?
It's not tested. It's definitely not been tested.
No, unless you're like a cultivator with some mad. But then that's super legal and it's not tested, and why would you risk your ass to do that when you're operating legally and paying all that money to do that? So that product is not going to be there. All the stuff that you're getting, that you're still getting, is probably from last year.
Oh, it's last year's. Yeah, it's the leftover. Mm-hmm. Leftover, clean out the freezer.
So I'm not saying clean this is good or bad. I have no opinion on this. I don't feel like, I'm bummed out about the headline. I don't like how they're like, yeah, there's turbulence. I feel like the times of like speculating that marijuana will not be a thing are gone. This is over. We're here. We're high. Fucking used to it. What were you gonna say?
The turbulence is was caused by legalization and
indeed,
you know, and lack of. Infrastructure.
Right.
And forced planning. Piss poor planning.
Yeah. It's not our fault.
No.
It's not weed's fault.
But there's, since everybody's license is actually temporary.
Right.
And I can be revoked at any time for any reason. Just like Colorado, who gave out hundreds of licenses right away.
Right.
And their licensing is about to finalize. In, I think, 2019, next year.
What does that mean?
What does that mean to us?
Yeah.
To them, they're going to start really seeing who's who and what's going on.
Like, really cracking down on license holders.
Yes. They got to really...
Just in 2019? I feel like it's been recreational.
Well, everything's been... they call it administrative licenses. So everybody's on the same temporary... But they gave out hundreds of them. Hundreds.
Right, they did. I mean, I don't know. I don't feel one way or the other about the taxes. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're
contributing our share.
We are. Weed right now, good weed is going to be expensive right now. So let's try and all deal with it together. And hopefully the powers that be, whoever is disappointed by this number, which who is disappointed by this number? Like,
I think Jerry Brown just like threw some numbers out there.
Oh.
early on and was like,
we're gonna make skillions of dollars. Well, that's what I kept saying. I was like, wait, just you wait until until that number comes out. You're all gonna I was like, you're gonna be like Jim Carrey in The Mask when he first sees Cameron Diaz and his fucking jaw drops to the floor and his eyes go out of his head. And I was like, that number is gonna make the government freak out and weed is gonna be like raining down from the skies and it's all gonna be legal. But this doesn't seem like it's. I mean, it's a. It's a pretty decent amount.
It's a good amount. We'll get there. We'll get you your billion soon enough. Yeah. California.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Just make sure my street's paved. I don't want any more flat tires.
Yeah, and the schools?
Yeah. Give the school some books. So everybody gets
everybody gets a history book.
Something made this century.
Yeah. So, yay. We're going to, I guess, finish that blunt. I mean, I shouldn't. I got through it. I don't think it was too bad, although I don't know. We're gonna play music and we'll be right back. I fell in love for a minute, now I'm shackled up in the memory of deep green eyes and cheap champagne, but I gave you up and lost my way again. I still feel your heartbeat beating in my bedroom. I still hear your breathing like a soundtrack, baby. You're like a soundtrack, baby. to deal with that. Oh, we did not smoke the rest of our blunt upstairs.
No, we went with the Puffco.
Oh, I love the Puffco.
And some Papa Select Fruity Pebbles.
It was good.
That was tasty.
So, you know, pretty high. Pretty stoned right now.
Turbalicious.
Yeah, it was good. What are we doing? Where are we? Oh, we're drinking. Oh, we're on Adobe Radio. And we're drinking. I mean, responsibly. We're drinking water as well. Stay hydrated. Always stay hydrated. What are we drinking? Oh, you were going to rework this. You were not satisfied with your work.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Oh, well, there's still like a full drink. So yeah, we might as well finish it.
We'll get to that.
Cool. So we'll talk about it during product reviews. Wait, what is it though? You should say what it is because I already started talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Atlas Raspberry Hibiscus Cannabis Infused Beverage Mix.
Cool. It's Crystal Light with weed in it.
Yeah.
I approve.
I approve too.
Yeah. Can't it's get delicious. Rid of that. So what are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about the weird state. The weird states, the United States of cannabis. Things are happening in the United States, but these are like weird things. These are things that, like, I don't know. Everything's usually pretty heartening when we talk about around the country lately, but these are kind of like bummers for the states themselves, I feel like. So,
and is this where we're headed?
I don't know. Well, kind of, because we're gonna talk about Colorado in both the thing, both stories we're covering. Hard-hitting news from the cool Norwegian, and they've been in the game for quite some time in the recreational biz. And if so, the first story is that there's apparently like basically a recall. It's a health and safety advisory that was just issued by Colorado wellness centers because unapproved pesticides were found on some plants. So some bad pesticides, I guess, were on them. They were sent out to various dispensaries, and they're saying if you got any in Colorado, please
take
return
it back.
Them.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
At this
man.
Stage in the game,
that makes me nervous because I'm telling you, we could be headed there. I don't know. Regulations in California.
Did somebody spray some Raid on there?
It looks like. I mean, I think they're like looking into it. Oh, so basically, like, I don't know. It's kind of like he said, she said. They issued the advisory. The vendor is kind of like, we don't use that pesticide, so it could have been from anywhere.
The lab's contaminated.
It could have been from the farm next door that grows whatever you spray that pesticide on. Whatever it is, the broad who is the representative from the company is saying.
Blowback.
No.
Runoff.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, like, it happens.
It does happen. I believe it. I'm not. I know I sounded cynical about it, but I believe. Hey, if they don't use that pesticide and it was found, then
something
is afoot.
Wrong somewhere.
So that's even more disheartening.
Yeah.
That's a possibility, because that's that money. It's like you have to justify having a lab open and paying all those people and putting tax dollars to work or whatever.
If
however they pay
that
lab.
If they don't catch somebody,
then there's no reason to have it. So, we're not wearing our tinfoil hats or anything.
So, you know, it's a recall. So, anybody who's smoking anything.
I think the product is Lush, not the soap company. They're a weed company in Colorado, I guess. And sorry for jump last, and get your shit together. I don't know. I mean, figure it out. It's a little weird, but, and hopefully, I don't know. California, I don't think we'll have.
Does it say, was it an indoor, outdoor greenhouse?
No,
it doesn't say. They don't give me the specifics.
They're not. They're saying that, hold on, hold the fuck on. No, it doesn't say. It's affecting all their products, and they make all products. Like flour, trim, concentrates, infused.
Yeah, they're using, making everything, making sausages.
Right. I mean, I would assume it's indoor, but who knows? Maybe it's not. It doesn't say.
I don't know. You might have to do what you got to do when your prices are bottoming out in Colorado.
Good segue, bro. That's why we're in the dream team
That's
of radio,
right.
bro. So, what say you? What does this mean?
They're saying cannabis is getting cheaper, and that's a problem for states like Colorado, Oregon, maybe California.
Cheaper, like on the consumer
prices
end.
As low as $100 per pound.
Ah! Oh my God! It's that for an eighth here.
What do you get for $100 a pound? And then when you
of anything
when you get it to the consumer, they're like, "Here's like ounces for $50."
That's fucked up.
I don't know. Here's your dollar. Here's a $2 eighth.
Yeah. Well, okay, so why is it bad for states then? As in like the value going down?
The value went way down. Why? So I think it's cheaper. They're saying it's cheaper to, in a legal market, produce more cannabis.
Okay.
Because you kind of understand that. Maybe you're getting cheaper power because you get industrial rates, things like that.
I can dig it.
Colorado increased their medical taxes, and
oh, word.
But it's based on what's grown, and it's kind of weird.
That sounds confusing.
It is confusing.
So basically, like, weed is having a moment in Colorado where it's kind of gotten away from them. I feel like, I don't mean to refer to Colorado as them, but I guess yeah. It's gotten like right. I don't know. It's kind of gotten like out of their.
They've overgrown.
Yeah,
they've overgrown the government.
Yeah,
and
they've
and the people.
Just weed leaves like like taking over town hall. Yeah.
Is that why I see all these people sitting in barns with like just packs on packs,
oh,
and they're sitting on
that.
Them?
Yeah, I bet.
At the top of like 100 pounds packaged.
I feel like. Well, there's another state too, right? I was just gonna say Washington
Oregon.
Would be in trouble, but Oregon, that actually kind of surprises me.
There's they've given out so many permits, and everybody's growing way more than they're consuming. The state's not that big.
No, it's not.
The population's just not there.
So this weed is not being bought, even though it's cheap. That's the problem, or no?
Well,
it's just cheap.
It's just so cheap that nobody can make money the way they're thinking.
Oh,
when you come in and you invest, when you're a big time baller in the game, and suddenly you were getting $3,000 or $2,000 for a pound, and suddenly you're getting $100 a pound. That's like you're growing.
Well, yeah,
you're growing corn,
right? Less than corn. Like corn has more value than that. I feel like that's pretty wild. Do you think California would be in trouble of that? I don't think pesticides right away are going to be a problem, because we have the best laboratory test. The news told us we have the best labs. There's no poison in our weed. So I think we have a couple, at least a year and change before a company gets in big trouble, because people are paying a lot of money in order to pass these tests. This is something that I feel like, I don't know, that seems like that could be a threat or something.
Is it the future?
It could be. Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it make sense, right? Does it?
If there's going to be huge, large commercial grows just flooding the market with.
There are.
Yeah, with mid-grade quality.
Oh, no. Well, that's.
But craft cannabis can survive.
Okay. Right, after. Like the first date that went recreational is like bottoming out. Or not the first date, one of the first dates to go recreational. I have been saying, and I have already been proven wrong with the tax thing, but I have been saying that California weed is different. Even now, with all the corporate monies and all the warehouse turnkeys and all those things, even now, I still believe California weed is different. I feel like Boris from Poppin' Berkeley kind of felt that way too.
It is different. We grow different on the West Coast. Climate.
I want to say, yeah, like maybe the culture is changing and will keep changing around California weed and community and stuff like that. I mean, we're trying our damnedest, but it's shifting. We're trying to shift with it. But at the very least, the true science fact is straight up climate. We grow weed differently than Colorado does and Oregon does and Washington and all those states. So I still think the business of it will be different and won't. We won't bottom out, I don't think. I don't know, but I'm no economist. Is that who would study these things? I'm no money person. I don't know things about money and or anything. But
the competition is fierce, and
yeah,
I don't think it's going to bottom out just yet. We're not going to overgrow California. California consumes. People That's come here. People come here from all over the world to consume the cannabis.
Yeah, well, you just experienced all that because I was on vacation for Thanksgiving. You were working the day before and you had your generation. You said there were generations of people.
Generations of families.
That'll keep us afloat, I think. It'll keep the value of the weeds.
If everybody from that generation came in and just picked up one little item.
Is that a hint that you're you're throwing out there? Like, nobody got anything, but they all came inside.
There was a lot of lucky loos who didn't want to sure. even give their licenses.
Well, anyway. I think there could be a million. Oh, man, that sucks. I just registered what you said. If you're going to visit a dispensary, people, and you're from out of town, you're going to have to give your license in. But we don't do anything with it. We just want to make sure you're a real person. I don't think California is the same in any way, shape, or form with weed as the rest of the country. That I think we are very special.
Well, yeah, California is like the world's second largest economy.
Right. And like cannabis economy as well.
Is like probably number one at this point.
I mean, it must at least, it's got to be. Got to be getting there. So this was a very boring show. We talked about taxes, and I'm like higher than I have been in a while. So we're gonna have another sex episode. So if you want to have fun, tune in 2 weeks. But I have been really interested and fascinated by this part of the legal world in California because I keep saying we're different, and I was wrong about the taxes. I don't think I'll be wrong about this, but I guess only time will tell. What's Colorado in? What year are they in recreational?
Are they, they're 2 years in?
That's it?
3 years in? Maybe, okay, when did they passed in, oh, like, that was like the 2012 election.
I have literally no memory of it. I remember when it happened. Well, I remember that it happened. I don't remember when. I have no concept of it.
I think so. So it's been a few years.
So I guess a few years will tell if the weed economy is going to be. Oh my God, I'm so scared. I hope it's not. I hope in 3 years we're still doing the show. And and we are like, weed is, it's like, oh, it's like the stock market crash. Like, if California does bottom out in weed, I think that means trouble for the weed industry. That means turbulence for the weed industry.
That means turbulence for every industry.
If
that's happening, then the whole stock market, everything's going to collapse around.
Damn.
The ganja.
Well, I don't know. That really concerns me.
I'm predicting a total collapse if cannabis collapses. Well, but it won't. So we're going to just keep growing and keep on.
I always say that, but that's because I live in California and weed is very promising in California. But if you were in Colorado 3 years ago, would you have thought this sort of thing was going to happen? That weed was going to be $100 a pound?
No.
That's crazy.
I think people would have pulled their money out immediately.
Right. Nobody would have invested. I mean, it's crazy that I think that, like, that's happening. The reason why it's happening.
Is it still happening? Is it still happening? $100 per pound.
And is it like this? It's got
to
be like,
I don't know.
The same
I need
weed.
To see the quality.
You need to see the weed.
I need to see it. I really need to see it.
Colorado,
to put a
send us.
On
oh, don't send us any.
send us a picture.
Yes. DM us. Slide into our DMs at Cool Nerd Weed Show on Instagram. Well, I hope you enjoyed this economy lesson from the Cool Nerd Weeds. Cool Nerd Weeds. Cool Nerd Weed. Cool Nerds. We are nerds at heart. We warned you. It's right in the name
you
of the show.
Tell.
We like to think about these things. If you're in Colorado or Oregon and you're a consumer or you're in the industry, hit us up. We'd like to talk to you because I feel like California in a lot of ways is in its own private little like island of the world. in
our little bubble.
There's no reality, especially in Los Angeles. There's no in touch with reality. Like, just the sheer fact of just the sheer sunlight. Like, like when I was back on the East Coast, it's fucking 15 degrees. It's 15 goddamn degrees. And today it was 75 when I landed. There's no sadness in California. So I don't have a negative attitude about weed. And I also am in weed and I see what goes on. So if you are in it, and I don't know, I feel like Washington is doing well with their like prices and taxes and stuff. So maybe it's just poor money management.
Yeah, you don't hear much of...
not bad. I feel like it's always flourishing, always. Yeah, people who come in from Washington are always like, no, we got that shit
like,
down.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you guys got to get together.
Yeah, yeah, they are like that. They are. They're like, get your shit together. I'm like, eh. But they're not wrong. I mean, West Coast, yeah. We know weed. It's just the way it is. All right, well, we're going to smoke more weed. We won't be that nerdy next segment. I mean, we're gonna be smoking weed, I guess.
Oh, we've got right? I've got a whole bunch of edibles to try.
Oh no.
They're they're micro doses.
Okay. I'm gonna play music, and I think now we should finish that blunt. I'm gonna go do that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show, and that is TS.
And that's Sasha.
Hello. We are on Adobe Radio. I don't think I've gushed enough about Adobe Radio this show. Thank you, Adobe. Happy belated Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope it was great. And if it wasn't, then I hope you get high. And I hope you're getting high right now. We are crossfading like usual. That's what we do on the Cool Nerd Weed Show. You have not been drinking your water, TSI.
Is that my water?
That is. Oh, this is my water. And I have not been drinking mine either. Stay hydrated.
Yeah, stay hydrated, kids.
It is a Cool Nerd Weed Show must. And you are making drinks. Your first round, you were not satisfied with.
No.
Master needs to work on his technique.
I was not satisfied. It was not mixed correctly.
What are we drinking?
It's Would you like me to Atlas, talk about? Yeah.
Okay. I just don't want to shake it. Look like Atlas. You're focusing on cutting your on
by
your
cutting
like
my finger
your
off.
Fresh lime. I wouldn't know what to do. Just run around in circles and scream. Atlas. I've never seen these guys. They're new. Yes?
They are new.
They are, I would assume, California local.
Yes.
They make a cannabis-infused beverage mix. It is powdered like Kool-Aid or Crystal Light. This is raspberry and hibiscus. They make really cool flavors. Like, this one's pomegranate green tea, which sounds delightful. And you mentioned lemon.
I had the lemongrass ginger.
That you had consumed without your co-host.
Yes. I consumed that one immediately.
But I want to has that with whiskey.
We're going
to
get more. And
I
we're
hope
gonna,
so.
Yeah. Make some hot toddies.
It is winter. Well, it's good. I like the flavor of it. Sweet for sure, but so are all these like drinks. This is a nice refreshing summer. I mean, it's not summer, but it's very refreshing as a mixer. So if you like these sorts of things, it is powdered. We have had experiences with powdered infused cannabis. This is not. We're not going to have that same experience.
No,
we're going
on
to
this
consume
one.
This.
This was early on. If you want to go back to the,
we're gonna go to the archives.
Yeah, the garage days.
It was.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To the garage days.
To the garage days. Look at how far we've come. Seriously, we sounded like so bad. The audio quality in my living room is not Adobe Radio quality. Ooh, ooh.
What do you think of that one?
It's good. It's really good, actually. Mm.
That had more of the mix in.
I like it. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's pretty summery, though.
It is.
But we're in California, like I was talking about before. Nothing affects us.
Endless summer.
It is endless summer in California. What the hell are we doing? Okay, so good. So
we're enjoying our cocktails. Atlas.
There's like a 10-minute period each show where we just sip on cocktails and don't say anything. Atlas, I say I vote yes. I liked it.
Yeah.
Try it if you find it.
What's next?
Really portable too. Like just put that in like a water bottle, microdose all day. It's fucking.
Oh yeah.
I vote.
You could easily put it in your sports bottle. Drink this while you're at the gym.
You could.
Yeah.
Nice sativa. Keep
totally.
Going.
On the treadmill, recovering while you're still running.
I love it. I love these ideas.
Okay.
What are you opening?
Here, this one's already open. Mm. Kiva came out with Camino gummies.
Oh, yes. Are they out?
They are. Well, they're.
Or is this like special edition? Just TS has it.
No, they just landed. But this is the TS special edition. Struggling to open here. Pineapple habanero.
Ooh, habanero. Ooh. This is everything's so summery. It's perfect because it's tequila. Oh, I'm going to eat all these. I already know. You're not going to get any of this back. Oh, my God. I love it so much. Sorry. So Kiva's great because they are microdosing at its fucking finest. And they have been for a long time. Oh, my God. I really like this. And they're tasty.
5 milligram gummies.
No.
They are so damn child resistant.
Everything is. It's really like insane.
You know what separates us from the animals? Our thumb and tools.
Foldable thumbs, yep.
So.
Okay, so in here, I'm like kind of obsessed with these. So, tapioca syrup, organic. That's I like tapioca. Sugar, gelatin, it's not vegan. Malic acid, natural flavor, citric acid, cannabis extract. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ingredients in is your cannabis extract and your natural terpenes as well. That's not bad. That means it's a nice, good microdose. It's perfect. I love these. They are my new favorite candy.
Check out.
I want to eat them forever.
Wild berry.
Ooh. Wild berry. Camino. Man, I...
Dark and juicy.
Oh, why'd you do that? I can't say any of the things that I'm thinking of. Damn you. But it is dark and juicy. Those are the only two adjectives that come to my brain. The cannabis gummy is my favorite sort of edible. What's your favorite edible, T.S.?
My favorite edible?
Like what vehicle? Oh. Like, are you a brownie guy? Are you a gummy guy? Are you a drink guy?
I do the gummies, but I like a capsule.
Me too. I can dig. Yeah.
Streamline the whole.
I agree.
Event.
Me too. I don't have time, and sometimes I'm not hungry, and I want to be high, like a special high. But gummies.
I've been enjoying the drinks lately.
Well, yeah. Well, R.I.P. Mary Jane's juice. If it was last year, that would have been my favorite. Is that still not open?
Oh my god. trust. Like your children are not going to be able to open these. There we go. This is...
People are very concerned about that, though. Really so. I don't want to ever stop eating these. Can I eat them all?
Blenheim. Apricot. Or apricot.
Ooh, apricot? Apricot.
Apricot.
You felt like an ape trying to open these. Yeah. Things.
Luckily, I have my thumb and my tool.
And your brain. These are really good. I really like these. And I've eaten a lot of them. Go. So that's probably not great, but Kiva is really great because they are really good at microdosing, and that is all the rage now.
The flavor is spot on.
They make like chocolate covered blueberries, they make chocolate covered espresso beans and chocolates and stuff like that. Chocolate is not my favorite edible way to consume cannabis. I don't like chocolate.
I like a dark chocolate every now and then, but
I have to really be in the mood. It's just a lot. I like chocolate sometimes, but I'm not a huge chocolate person in gens. So I kind of for a while felt like I was missing out.
The gummy is like the number one vessel of.
Yes.
There's like several brands of gummies, and each one is different. And it has their fans.
These are really tasty.
These are delicious, though. These are newer on the market. I think they're going to do well.
I should stop eating them. They're going to be pretty high. I've had like 50 milligrams already.
You need 10 of them, that is 50.
I think I did. I lost count. So I'm going to stop. But I guess, so they're not out, or they are out?
They're out.
I vote yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, all the flavors.
100 milligrams per. And there are things that are over 100 milligrams. They're just for medicinal members only, right?
Yes, a few. Very few.
Yeah.
Some capsules.
But not edibles?
I haven't found any.
Neither have I. So if you haven't, then then I don't feel off. Is that all we're trying? Just food today?
It's just food.
Ooh, I like when it's just food. Then I don't have to be negative about a vape.
I have one flower here.
What is it? Didn't we smoke that already?
We did.
Oh.
Did we review it?
Didn't we? What is it?
The gas. Two chains.
I thought we did, but if we didn't, it was good. It was good, right? We liked it.
Yeah, we did.
So Two Chains has a weed. Of course, he does.
The gas, 93 octane.
If you were a rapper or a bazillionaire, would you invest in weed?
Of course. Yeah.
I thought about that. I was like, if I was a person with fame and stature, would I come out with a weed line?
But
and I think the answer is yes.
Would you put your face on it?
Follow up. Good follow up. No, I would not. Would you? Yeah, you would.
Maybe a caricature somewhere, like on the inside, but not
on
the
outside.
We
should have Cool Nerd Weed Show weed. No, we shouldn't.
Yes, we should.
We should. We really should. And then I would put my face on that. Well, I would put our logo on that. Our logo would look really cool on a jar of weed.
Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Investors, get at us. Buy us.
Licensing.
Yeah, licensing. Buy us all the things. And with that, we are done with the show. So now that we planted that seed in the we should put it on our vision boards for next year.
Yes. We'll share our vision board.
We'll make a vision board together for the show. And we'll put on that we want our own weed. We want to go nationally and do the national tour and do the show. Well, did I tell you about these goals for us? I want to do a national tour.
I love it. I love it all.
I want to go to all the states and learn about all the weeds and broadcast from those states, but like mostly paid for.
Yeah.
I mean, like all paid for, but like I work in radio. I know. Like not necessarily the as realistic. And I had a third one. I can't remember what the
Well, we've got some time.
Well, we have a good start. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Nope, at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Please ask us questions and talk to us. And thank you, Atlas and Kiva and Puffco. Always thank you, Puffco. And Pop and Berkeley. And we will see you in a week. Stay medicated.
And stay dedicated.
Weather outside is feeling quite low. You put me apart and you're still letting go. You don't even try. Do you want me to lose? I know you can't speak up. Oh, by the way, I keep giving you all my love. Yeah, I feel something spark when we touch. Oh, but there's nothing. I'm just a fool. Cause I know. Oh, by the way, I keep giving all my